Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Frey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Benny Frey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan strikes out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gooch for a passed ball. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Callahan who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. English scores. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Hotford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0 for 1 in the game. Callahan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive towards first. Heilman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hotford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to second. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball four. DeRocher moves to second. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-2 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Musel reaches second base with a double. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. English reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Frey fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. English scores. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gooch moves to second. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-3 in the game. Callahan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gooch scores. Frey moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Beck. Frey scores. Callahan moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Cubs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Callahan moves to third. Musel moves to second. Pat Malone now pitching. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-3 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Callahan scores. Musel moves to third. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Malone moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive towards first. Heilman catches it and throws to second to double up Malone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Lucas pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Sukeforth pinch hits for Benny Frey. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Kolb now pitching. Tony Cuccinello now playing second base. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callahan hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Stripp moves to second. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Stripp moves to third. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Stripp scores. Ford moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.